Welcome to the conference this morning. Welcome to this group call, our first group call of this Enlightened Health Package. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody's here. Wonderful. We're a very, very full house today. And the beautiful thing is that this morning I woke up and the sun was shining because we really had pretty much no sunshine this spring. So this is a beautiful invitation. Thank you for all your submissions. And we'll see how we're going to go through this call, because this particular way of, I wouldn't call it a frequency, but this primordial light per se, I haven't really brought in to this degree in a group call. And I'm kind of curious, you know, you probably, many of you have probably felt this already over the last 24 hours, maybe even longer. And as I originally planned, I would be going through many of these forms, but I have them all in front of me. I have a big stack, although I put it in font 10, like very small font, I still have a huge stack of it. So I'm going to be working with it a little differently, and we're going to start with a period of transmission while you're receiving the light, and where all these issues are going to be actually worked on at the same time. And we're also going to take some callers. If you would like to talk to me, you can raise your hand. I see some of you already want to. The other thing is that when I'm going to become silent in a moment, There might be some stragglers coming onto the call so that they know they're on actually on a live call. I will say a few words and repeat what I just that we're receiving quietly the light. And all these issues that you have submitted, there are a tremendous amount of very profound troubles, problems, something lighter, something more complex. We will be working with this over the next 4 weeks during the group calls, but also during the week, I basically keep in contact with these issues. So you're not going to submit new issues. There are a lot of issues to work with, and everything is interconnected, so you'll find that one thing just sort of changes, or you will receive a healing in a different way because your higher self is using this transformation in the way that you need it. So what's the best for you? So let's start to just be quiet and still for a moment and to receive this primordial light, the light of existence. And we'll make it a little bit easier in the beginning to visualize this beautiful bright light, the beautiful sun, the most brilliant sun you can imagine, in the chest, in your heart, in the center of your chest. If you are on a headset, you can put your palms up on your lap. If you're holding the phone, you can always have a receptive, position also with one hand. And the light has been going already for quite a while, so you probably noticed it. Now, this brilliant sun in the center of your chest, if you're feeling a sense of sacredness or atmosphere or energy that has been happening slightly before the call or right now, I want you to connect this feeling of the sacred with this brilliant light that you see, that you visualize in the center of your chest. Just connect those two. The feeling of the sacredness that's present, that does not allow for anything negative, anything fragmented, anything ill. It doesn't allow for anything. It makes all things whole. And as what you are, connect that with that image, that picture, that feeling in your chest, the brightness. If you're already in a suspended sort of meditative state and you just sense this well-being, allow that well-being, that light, to spread into the rest of your body. Good. And even beyond, into the aura, into the energy field around you. It's like the sun is radiating brilliantly through your skin, through every organ, every muscle, every ailment you have somewhere in your body, maybe your gums, your organs, your toes, your eyes, wherever it is. I'm asking for an increase of this light. You can breathe it in. If you are visual, I invite you to visualize trillions of pinpoints of light. Every cell, every center of every cell has this brilliant light, like another sun. You have trillions of suns in every cell, even in the cells that are diseased. Let the light turn on in these cells. pinpoints of light, brilliant, brilliant light. The areas of difficulty that aren't directly related to your body, somewhere in your life, in your finances, in your relations, allow this warmth or cool, however you experience it, or sacredness, this atmosphere. You might see brightness under your eyelids. When you think of these areas of concern, just allow the light to just be with that as well, washing into it, radiating into it, being everywhere at the same time. And I will continue to be quiet now until I might see somebody else coming on the call. And we're just going to allow the light to work away on that which you submitted and just receive. Maybe I'll say one more thing before we be quiet. The light. There's a light body. This light body is in the sun that you see in the sky. There's a light body. And when you are lifting in your spirit and become identified with a little bit more with your spirit than your body, what happens is that you begin to create a relationship with this light body. A developed, completely developed light body will bring this light and glue it, you could say, or link up with the first layer of your aura. So when that happens, you are becoming less and less vulnerable to disease, because this light, everything that goes into that light becomes burnt up like a moth that goes to the flame. So as we are engaging with this primordial light, you're becoming eventually and possibly, if this is something that is practiced for years and decades, you become completely immune to diseases, and also the aging process slows down and all these things. So it is really the realm of the miraculous. So I'm just mentioning this as well so that you do know that this is more than you can understand. So allow your mind to open to possibilities that you don't understand. Even if you've worked on certain things many times and you think it needs time to transform and all these, yeah, for some frequencies it does. But for this particular God light, it's really the light of God, and doesn't need time. I mean, Source created everything with ease. A little problem in your body is not a problem, really, for that creative principle of this universe. Good, so we're just going to continue to receive now. So some more people coming on the call. We're just receiving the light right now, the brilliant light, the primordial creative light of this universe. I'm just receiving, allowing the atmosphere to remain sacred, to really open and receive, being vulnerable, not to multitask and disturb this high information, this pure information that is wanting to engage with you and alter your existence, alter your soul, so that you can project a healthier body in ways that you can't understand. So again, letting go of all linear concepts, how this all works. Just like when the sun is shining, you see the plants growing, and all you see is light, and then the plants are moving. You don't know exactly what's going on. You can't see the interconnectedness. All you see is light shining. The light has been currently the last 2-3 minutes moving through a lot of density and doubt. Continuing to eradicate this doubt. Requesting to triple the power of this light now. Some of you might fall asleep. It's not asleep really, but going very deep. You might feel like you need to lie down. You can't sit anymore. And that's okay. Just keep receiving, receiving. Just surrender, surrender. Know that lightness makes you feel good. It's the opposite of being in problems and troubles and disease and heaviness, like water retention, issues with the veins, burdens, thinking about diabetes or this problem, that problem. That's not light. That's absence of light. Choose the light again. Receive it. Coming to a level of frontier of possibilities here in some crown chakras. We're just going to deny the limits at this point and just say no, anything's possible. I can surrender, let go of this problem. I don't have to understand. if you're somebody who is not sensing even the sacred or a sense of silence, there's no flow really, although it can cause flow of energy in your body. It's outside of time and space, so not looking for any flow. But you might just remember the brilliance of the sun just to feel more connected in your mind. I ask now specifically this sacred light to heal, eradicate, transform, change, dissolve, transfigure all the problems that are here submitted, that are here in front of me. Each individual person may be touched by this light so deeply that you're forgetting even that you have this problem. And again, we're going to ask for another wave of this light. And all its manifestations that are needed for you in this moment. So I see some people have come onto the call. We're still receiving the healing of the issues you've submitted and even things that you can't think of that might be more important. And again, requesting all the limitations to be cleared. Again, bring your attention now to the center of your chest, to this brilliant white light, that sun within you. It's so bright, like you can't look into the sun, it's so bright. You just know it's there. And every cell, trillions of cells, have the same point. It's nothing but light. This original intelligence of this universe has the capacity to restore your body to a very high, fine, physical form. So you're not going to lose your body. That doesn't go that quickly, although this light can be used to transform the physical flesh into higher vibration until it becomes see through and becomes like light. So there's a gradations to that. Right now, in this moment, all we want is to reverse the lack of light in the areas that you call disease and problems. This is deeply connected with the understanding that you are not the physical body, but you're a spirit. You are the light. You are the self. Each pocket of forgetfulness projects a disease into your body. Those areas is where there's confusion, a misunderstanding of who you are. So requesting now, again, to bring remembrance to who you actually are. Sense the sacredness of this. Sense how sacred you actually are. How sacred this universe is. Very good. Good. I'm going to take a caller now, and I'm unmuting somebody with the last digits are 431 in California, in Mountain View. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Artimang.
Hi.
This is Sari.
Oh, Sari. Oh, my goodness. You're in California? Are you in California now?
No, I'm using my U.S. number.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. Okay, wonderful. Good.
Thank you so much for the beautiful, beautiful transmission. I feel very light now.
Mm.
I was very, very sad, like I was posting on the group, right? So I just request help.
Has the sadness lifted?
Yes, and like you said, just before the call, out of the blue, I was like listening to Lord Krishna's songs, and that made me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a very, very, like, totally 180 degree opposite mood in the morning. I was crying, and I was like the most terrible state I can be. But by evening, I was better, and on this call, I'm much, much better. And actually, I'm facing a very big trouble at my workplace because of unnecessary politics. And like you rightly said, that there's a lot of density there, and I really want to move from here to a much better place.
Okay. So basically, we're just allowing now this situation to resolve itself. Either you're meant to move to a new place, or the situation at this place is changing. Probably it's going to be the first one. And I would like mm-hmm. you to bring your attention to your heart for a moment, and allowing you to let go of this having to be around problems, having your attention resting on a lot of problems. So choosing again. Choosing the sense of lightness, a sense of joy, and a sense of feeling really pleasant and full of pleasure in your life so that you feel good. So bringing that and deepening that inside of your heart so you can receive that. Bring down the mind, let the mind is sinking into the heart and allowing yourself to choose to feel good. Make that always your default and not let your mind look at the problems, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
For everybody here.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sari. Okay. Well, keep us updated.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And you are welcome to share how your experience was in the beginning of this call here. So, in New York right now, the last numbers are 914. Hello.
Hi, is that me, Rathima?
Yeah, is this Christine?
It's Christine. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I heard your dog is gone this morning, right? At least the body is gone, right? Yes. How are you feeling with it?
My boy. Well, I tell you, I couldn't stop crying until I listened to this meditation, and it went right to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel him differently, and I all the things I sent you to work on mean nothing to me, but this love I feel in my heart, and I thank you. That was beautiful.
Wonderful. That's beautiful. Wonderful. That's a great healing, because love is the only thing that remains, right? And nobody goes anywhere. We just see forms changing, and that is what makes you feel that the love is really what you're seeking. You're not seeking the body of anything, the dog or the person that we lose. That's not what we're seeking. We're seeking the love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I felt it at first during the meditation. I could feel the heat from the sun, but I couldn't see it. And it felt like there was a cloud. And once you asked to triple the light to come in, I just felt that love go right to my heart. And I thank you. That was so healing for me. And I do feel him.
Beautiful.
And I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank
Wonderful. You. Thanks. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, we will continue to increase the light. I'm just going to take some callers. We still have a lot of time. And this is Mehar. Hello, Mehar. How are you? Oh, she muted herself probably. Mehar, can you hear me? I'll have to get back to you. So I got Wilma here. Hello, Wilma.
Hello there.
Hello.
How can I say? I'm writing. And I said I was going to be writing from a whole different perspective.
Yes, you're writing?
I'm writing from a whole different perspective. And when I woke up this morning, I wrote, and I understand now I've been living within the primordial light. Until you said it, I didn't know, because everything you said is what came out this morning in what I wrote.
Nice.
And then I opened up a book, and everything almost word to word that I had never seen before, I had written.
Wonderful. Wow, that's beautiful. Well, there you go. The so-called synchronicity, right? It's just tells you in the right place.
Absolutely. So I'm coming from a different place, direction, than you're working, but we're meeting at the same place. And can you do a blessing that all the words that I'm writing reaches the world?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to ask for this blessing for Wilma right now. I'm asking for this blessing. All her words that she's writing that are true and from her heart and from this light within her, that it reaches the world, all the ears and the eyes of people listening and reading her work into all the corners. May it be good to you and to everybody else. There you go.
Thank you. I can feel it.
Yeah, it had to made a kind of a zigzag into your heart. There you go. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Wilma. Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, I'm going to check if Mihar is back. Mihar, are you available? Not yet. Okay. So I'm going to last is 037, the last numbers in Bloomfield.
Hi, Aratima, it's Veronica. How are you?
Hi, Veronica. Hello there. I'm good.
Thank you for that. I feel very light and very good, but there was an issue I wanted to speak with you about. I had, I was interviewing for a position, and I haven't heard back from them. I found out there's a problem on their end. I was very excited about it when I first found out about it, also because there's a friend there, and I thought it was going to be an easier transition for me to get back into corporate America and all that. But now I'm like, the delay is like really bringing me down. My energy has come down. And then, something has happened with my air conditioning unit, which is going to be a very big expense to fix and all this. And just, I don't know which direction to go. I mean, I'm starting to get some ideas as to how to, expand this and, not put myself in this pigeonhole of just this one place, but I don't know. I'm feeling kind of low.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling, you know, like there's just no hope right now. Like there's nothing.
A lot of people feel like this. You're actually bringing something up that's going on for a lot of people. I think I posted it in a different group, but there's a lot of, you know, the deconstruction of what we're familiar with is really hitting a lot of people. And sometimes you don't even know who you are and where you're going. And so this requires for us to make that kind of little leap, right? The leap into something unknown where you can't, it's because your mind doesn't know what to do, right? It's just like, okay, I'm running out of ideas. My old, you know, software isn't doing it anymore. It's like you have to upgrade, right? Yeah. So right now, this moment, what do you want that job or do you just want a good job?
Well, the thing is, this is a convenient place because I know someone there and I think, you know, just easing in, it'd be nice to have a friend there. And I happen to like the thing, but I'm always getting back to what is it that I'm supposed to be doing in this lifetime? It feels like it's not that particularly, but I just really know how to begin thinking about what I could be doing, you know, what I was meant here to do, that type of thing.
Okay, this is really good. I'm sure a lot of people let's cut this short a little bit because you are bringing something up that a lot of people are struggling with right now. And what I can say is that you are micromanaging your life. You are thinking about what is it that I like. There's convenience. There's a person at work. These are all things that you can figure out with your mind. But you see, what is requested from you is to, like I said, to make a leap, which means we have to bring in the light. You're flying into something new. And imagine like this light. Just imagine right in front of you, there's this ball of light. This ball of light is your new reality. You can't see it. It has no shape yet. You can't determine, oh, it should be looking like this. You just have to walk right into it, trusting that this is then manifesting in a way you've never thought of. Like, wow, because I never thought of this, but it's here now. So for everybody on this call, and for you, Veronica, right now in this present moment, and again, for you maybe to really just see this ball of light within you and maybe all around you, standing in the sun pretty much, allowing yourself to receive, really receive. Is that what the receptivity of that which is already within you, but you cannot track with your mind? Your mind can't touch it. It can't read it because it has to be received. Okay, so just give me a moment. There you go. There you go. That's softening now. Can you feel that?
But I do feel.
What do you feel?
Easing up. I feel this other avenue.
Yes, like, that's the one. Yes, that's the one you have to go down, not the previous one. We're going to shut that closed. That's it. Never, ever go back there addressing your problems in that way. You go down into that new avenue, into the light, and even if you feel like, and for everybody on the call, if you feel like you need to do this in a ritualistic way, stand in the middle of the room or even outside when it's sunny and just close your eyes, imagine it's a ball of light and you just walk right into it and that is your new reality and just absorb it, stay in it, enjoy it, receive it, allow yourself to just receive the unknown. Trust that it's going to be perfect. I can tell you from my own life, that's how I live and it's always getting better. I can't even imagine certain details of it. Down to the details. I'm like, wow, I never thought of that. How perfect.
Gosh, that's me. I'm aiming for that. So that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Good.
Very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you, Veronica, for sharing that. It's always an important thing. So there's a web call anonymous. I cannot say the number. Hello, can you hear me? I don't hear a sound there. I can't say who it is. We're just going to go to the next person. This is in Flagstaff. The last numbers are 365.
That's me.
Hi, hello. Who there? Who's that? Hi.
It's RJ.
Oh, RJ. Okay. Yes, I remember reading your submission. Okay. Hi.
Morning.
Good morning. How would you like me to assist you?
I would like assistance with my menieres in my ears.
Oh, okay.
It really drives me nuts, the roaring in the ears, and I've searched and searched to feel.
Okay. We request this to be gone and all the causes of it. Have you had a lot of exhaustion in your life?
It's been an interesting life.
Okay. Okay, so let's clear all that as well. Can you receive this right now?
Yes.
And tell me if, okay, right now in this present moment, I know you're kind of locked into the sound. Your nervous system is really linked up. We're going to break this link because you're so used to it. It's like sometimes you hear a song, even when we turn it off, you keep hearing it in the head. So that kind of what I mean. So this, we're going to unlink it, asking your nervous system to drop paying attention to this and not to create the sound. Anything that's distracting. Can you tell me if there's some improvement or if it's gone in any way?
I can't tell. It's getting a little better. It's kind of changing tone.
Changing tone. Okay, good. Now, I can feel the desperation inside you that we need to let go of as well. See, that's the disbelief that thinks that this doesn't work, right? Okay, so we're going to let go. Let go inside the soul, inside the heart. We're going to let go. And just choose right now. But yes, I can be free from this. Ah, there you go. Good. That's better. That's better. Take a deep breath right now. Right through the nose, yeah. There you go. Now you're starting to expand. I don't know if you can feel that in some way, but I can see you expanding. Do you feel a little different suddenly?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel a different head.
You do feel different, even in the sound? Don't look for it. Just stay in that new place and see if there's a sound.
Yes.
There's a sound still? Okay. Is it a little less?
No.
Not at all? Okay. I'm going to ask all causes that are known and unknown on all levels of your existence to be cleared. If you have to retain the sound, may you be guided into places or ways that will facilitate this disappearance of it. Any other reasons that you have this experience, allowing yourself to drop that, reasons of distractions, of punishments, mainly distraction here I'm getting. So allowing that to clear. Good. So I'll pray that you will continue to heal this even in the next few calls, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good. Okay, so Mehar, can you hear me? Are you here now? No. Okay, this is in 367 in Austin. Hello?
Hello, Ratima.
Hi.
This is Noni.
Hi, Noni. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
And,
yes.
I'm good. I sometimes get overwhelmed with the number of physical things that are facing me, and so I can kind of cope and feel in a really connected space, more to source a lot of the time. And
that's
then
good.
Sometimes one more thing plops on, and I just start feeling very despondent. So the two biggest things for me right now are overactive bladder and the partial numbness that I've had for many, many years in my feet and lower legs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, you know, kind of maintain that connection all the time when the physical starts overriding.
Okay. Good. So I'm going to work with your soul here and asking you to release those areas of confusion and allowing you to lift into much higher frequency. Where you can feel, use your legs, feel safe, feel supported. You can feel this right now, eh? You're shifting. Good. And there's something in your heart. Allow that to clear. Stop at 2 o'clock. Good. Now allow yourself to come to a deep, deep place of acceptance. Just acceptance of this moment. Yeah, of this moment, acceptance of everything. You're already doing this so well. We're going to take this deeper. And for you is to really choose in this life. This looks to me like a lesson in your life, if I can say it like that, to completely receive this, to accept, yeah, this acceptance of everything in life so deeply that you don't have to test yourself on everything. You don't have to be challenged to see if you can accept a bit more. Do you know what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say here?
Yes, it feels somehow like it landed really strongly.
Yeah, that's it. Land in it strongly and make it like a sacred place where you just accept. It's so deep that there's a beauty in that where you just, you know, just accept, you know, you just breathe and you accept life as it is. And it lifts you in the spirit where you don't have to really fight with the symptoms and then hope that there wouldn't be another one, because that's not acceptance and you get distracted with the battle. Yeah, so it's really reshifting. Yeah, I can feel that. It's very beautiful. You're actually in touch with angels. You can, I don't know if you know this. Do you know this? Do you talk to them?
Yeah. No, I just have been feeling more and more a connection to something that transmutes everything.
That's it's an angelic. The angels, I can see it. So, and there you can even reach more into that. Yeah, you can reach even more and ask for more support and. Yeah, good. That's it. I don't want to say anything else. That's wonderful. Thanks, Noni. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have 2139 last numbers in Davis, California.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
This is Maria.
Maria. Hi. Okay.
Thank you for the wonderful call. I'm a little bit similar like the last lady that talked to you.
A lot of things going on with you.
Exactly. And then I have the faith and a good positive, but then one more thing comes in and I just get very depressed. And, you know, right now it's like I feel okay, and then all of a sudden my knees hurt, menopause, you know. I'm not able to do the things that I used to do before, and that makes me very depressed. You know, when I look at myself, I don't recognize myself in the mirror, and it makes me feel depressed.
Yes, good. Okay, so I think this is a little bit of something that a lot of people go through, because we're really, everybody gets older, and when we are not knowing who we truly are, then we are bound to the laws of nature, which goes through life, aging, and death, and also decay, right? And we're just sort of pretending it's not really happening, but then it's happening, and we're kind of living in this contracted place of kind of coping with it. Instead of really, in this moment, I really offer everybody again, the healing is to accept, this is what I do, you know, I go through a lot of changes in my body, basically because I work with a lot of people. So I basically go through, you can imagine millions of different diseases and configurations of the people, because I'm so pliable and have very, very little density in my body. So I basically, when I engage with you, with everybody, I basically play that out through my body. It's like, because I touch it and I become some of it. So some days I look very old, and then other days I look like 20 years younger. So everything changes and morphs. So in those moments when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, you look horrible today. Then I just really surrender to it. I really offer you, this is so powerful, to just say, it's okay. It doesn't matter. This body is like a withering tree sometimes in the fall. And to just accept it, and that deep acceptance is what happens in that moment. You shift into something that's so powerful, because you are life itself, that it has no beginning, no end, it's infinite. So in this moment, to really know that you can't fight the dying process of the physical body, and whoever wants that. So we're allowing ourselves to really accept that. In this acceptance, you're triggering and opening yourself to the light that you are, to the spirit. And in that moment, you are having suddenly, like, it shines into the physical body. And then actually something actually happens, and you do rejuvenate. There is healing that happens. And I'm getting the sense that this is not coming right through in the group. So, again, it's so much fear. So we're going to work with the fear as well and the depression right now, asking this to be touched and cleared and offered up. And each time, Maria, each time you are noticing something else that bothers you, then you are learning that you are not truly knowing who you are, and not truly trusting that you are this living breath, that life itself, this infinity, eternity that you are. And in that moment, you realize, oh, okay, I have to shift back into that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Each time when you get depressed, you just know, oh, I don't trust enough. But the sun is still rising. The earth is still moving through the universe. My heart is still beating. I am still life. Life still exists. It's forever. It's like Christine in the beginning said, her dog died, and she can feel him differently. Because once people actually drop the body, the spirit suddenly, it just expands. There's so much room. And so you are always existing. You can't go anywhere. Nothing gets destroyed that's real. So you just have to trust that even more. So it's like you have to just, okay, right now I trust again. And I make it a game. I make it a game, you know. It's just like, oh, okay, let's see how deeply I can get to know myself as life itself, as the light itself. Make it a game, you know. How deeply can you go? So right now in this present moment, is there somewhere in your body, a part right now that's screaming out the most, that bothers you the most? Oh,
physically, you mean?
Yeah, physically, yeah.
Yeah, my knees. And my stomach. Yeah, those two. That's. I was just gonna say that what you're saying. I wanna implement that, but sometimes I don't even think about it. That it's just when I feel a physical pain, then I say, oh.
Yes, because I know. That's right, and everybody does it because we're unconscious. You see, you're not enlightened. That's why when something comes on, your body thankfully shows you how unconscious you are. So there's something not right, and it alerts you. You're being alerted to the fact that you're not conscious enough. So in this moment right now, you might touch your knee and whatever
okay.
It hits you. And just for a moment, I will keep it short now, is to clear that area there that you are not knowing, that it's almost like you're not inhabiting that place. You're not aware that you are need to be in that as well, that you are manifesting a knee, that it can be luminous as well. It can be well. I'm going to clear that on all the different levels now. So in your heart, would I heal something else in your heart again? So just don't get down on yourself. Just always keep an innocent, curious mind. Just know you're human. It's the journey of the human being. Everybody's doing the same thing. It's just what everybody experiences. And just implement the little things that really work, which is very simple. It's very, very simple. All right. I'll let you go now. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good. So we're going to... This is in Davi. Davi, hello, hi there.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to work on my career.
Mm-hmm. Good. And career means for you to, I kind of remember a job you're looking at for being hired, right? Or
I just want something different.
Something different,
like,
okay.
I think I have a core belief that... in order for me to make money, I have to do something that I don't love. So I'm working at the job that I don't love, but I make decent living. But when I want to do something fun and I love, it didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, because you have to add something. It should be fun for you, but it also has to be something that connects with the world around you. There has to be a link.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you might like planting flowers, but it's just so personal in your own aura that doesn't link with others. There has to be a link. So it's your something you profess to the world, your profession. So we'll have to connect and open that so that you are in a service. You have to be, it's a place of service. You're wanting to give service, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because you see, the most people think, oh, I need a job. I need to survive. You see, the surviving thing dries everything up. That doesn't work. No money will happen like that, or very little, maybe karmically, because you have good karma. It works like that for a while, but then at some point it just shuts off. You have to really ask yourself, how do you extend yourself to the rest of the world? What is it that you love to give and do to others? Even asking that question, does this stimulate something inside you that where you get excited?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, good. Beautiful. I can feel the richness there. Good. So that is your beginning. So, because that's how it links to the world. And in that, and that wanting to give service to others and doing it for others so that you feel just joy inside you, because it's very unique to you, Davi, whatever you're going to offer, because it's coming through you and the people that can receive it from you. So we're going to strengthen that. And for everybody else on this call who needs it, I know there are some others that are having some really great ideas what to do with their work, but I don't see them doing it yet. And so there you go. Good. And now you just basically take some very practical steps to get there. Okay, Davi?
Very
simple. It's really simple. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, so we have Eileen. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Eileen in, hello, 727.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes.
I was sitting here deciding, do I need to get rid of all my pain, which I have a lot of from different things, or do I need the money I'm trying to get from selling something right now with my husband? Mm. Oh, Lord. I really do need to get rid of the pain, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in constant, my knees, my legs, my toes, which are hammer toes, and now that it's broke on the one toe.
Okay.
Very sore.
Just take a deep breath. And we're asking now to feel comfortable in your body, to really know what comfort is. And we're going to let go all that contraction there. When we did in the beginning the light, there was so much light moving through. Did you not receive any pain relief from that, Eileen?
I wasn't feeling a whole lot of pain at the moment because I'm sitting. You know, as soon as I stand up, I feel a lot.
You sure? But if you stand up now, you will still feel it? So how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you see, we cannot project what's going to happen the next moment. That is how you keep creating the problem. You must assume that every next moment is better than the one that you had before.
Okay.
Good.
I felt like an energy, almost like a zapping energy, went down through my legs at the time.
Okay, good. Well, there you go. That's beautiful. So you got touched and the light basically has healed you. And so you receive it. Don't allow yourself to say, oh, no, it didn't. And then you go back to the contraction. Okay.
Yeah.
So keep letting, we're still on the call and keep letting that go deeper. Thanks, Eileen. Great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So this is Deborah in Houston. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Hello. So enjoying the call. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, there's a very, this heaviness around a relationship that has, you just can't, with a man, but you just can't quite make sense of it. But there's, you know, there's something that brings us together, but it's, there's just so much density and heart, it's very hard
What brings it together is karma. What brings it together is karma. So if you're not, you don't have to be in karma. You have to always say, no, I can live my dharma. I can live my joy, my happiness. And if your attitude is about like, what can I give it to this person that I, you know, would like to share my life with, and how can I love this person more? And you come from this place, and there's still all these problems there, you know, and you just don't feel right, then why engage in it further?
And I know, that's the hard part. There's this connection between us, and we look at each other, and it's always like, we don't understand this. And he's like a commitment phobe, but there's this bond that, you know, he'll work out of the country for a number of months, and so then things are fine, and then he comes back, and yeah! Okay, I'll be there just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a call right now. I'm actually on a call. I'll be right there. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be right back. Sorry, there's a possum in my backyard.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, there's a possum. So anyways, crap.
Okay.
That's what – he's here working in my backyard right now. That's the anyway.
Okay. So basically you can do two things. It's always – make it simple. You're either going to decide to love what is – it's just what it is. He's obviously a commitment phobe, as you say, and all this. And if you can love this, and you can just say, good, I love the connection. It feels true and right in my heart. So I'll just take all the difficulties and love through them, and I'll elevate them, and then they become illumined, right? And they might disappear, might not, and do that. And that loving, you will feel happy. But if you go back to, like, I want something, I need something, then you'll suffer.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's not exactly where it's... I know what you're saying there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You see how simple it is? So you either I'm going to decide to just love it.
It seems simple, and then it just gets heavy. You know, it seems super simple, and then it just gets really heavy. And
yeah, but then you're getting heavy. You are getting heavy.
Yes.
And why are you, what is, how do you make yourself heavy? Do you know?
Let me hold on to things. Let me try to fix it, which I've been working, getting away from. Mm. But there's a heaviness where it's just, why can't you just let things be and just enjoy? And that's kind of where that some of that heaviness comes from.
Mm, okay. So let's kind of give that up, that kind of self-hatred, right? We're just going to general word here. Everything is sort of against you. So let's offering that up, that drama, self-hatred, and using the relationship. Okay. So this is where we are getting, that's the kind of the sticky part of the human nature. We just use everything to make ourselves feel miserable. Yeah. And we don't have to do that, and to just get away from this addiction of suffering, really, and noticing, like we talked earlier to Maria, that, my God, I'm suffering right now. Okay, stop. I need to shift myself back into the light, back into hope, back into lifting your vibration, right? It's work. It's work, but that is the real work, right? And it's worth it, because once you get a bit of momentum going, it's like a bike or something. You pedal hard, and then whew, it just goes by itself. Get the momentum. Work a bit, get the momentum. Okay?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, so we have, it's in Oregon. This might be Deb. I'm not sure. 784? Hello?
Yes, that is me, Elena. Yeah.
Elena? Oh, okay. Yes, okay. Hi there.
And thank you for all the light and love you're bringing us and taking through you all our problems of density. Thank you for your labor of love.
You're welcome. Thank you.
About 3 months ago, I realized that throughout this lifetime, my left side of this body has been off, which means if I had a strep throat, it was on the left side only, all the time, always. If I had any injuries, it's on the left side. And various healers pointed out to me that it's coming from preconception from previous lifetimes where there was some injuries and whatnot. And while you were healing, I sent you a different thing, it's a skin cancer lesion on the superficial lesion on the left hip. But when you were healing, I actually felt and still healing, feeling all the injuries kind of tingling and mildly aching I can feel that the left side is healing.
Beautiful.
So this is my question, that the left side is off in my body. Kind
so
of,
you want
like
to completely heal.
Yeah, I'm not all through it. My soul is not all the way there. It's kind of not there.
Okay, so good. Just right now today, we're just going to let go of this particular story, of this experience, and of that there was a past life, and that there were all these reasons and all this, and we're just going to allow the light to be received into this issue. And each time I work with somebody, just know that you're receiving the light into your issue. Just receive it, and receive it, and just know that there you go. It's going all the way into your base chakra. That's good. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see like a sun is bursting in my left calf, and that suddenly
yes,
like explosion of light.
Yes, and you're also looking funny in terms of your aura. So we're just going to ask an evening out and a balancing of all the layers of your aura. We'll see if you can do this quickly here. And if not, to continue this after we hung up here. Asking to complete balance of the masculine and the feminine. Any other injuries or whatever causes that. And also to give you strength. You need strength. Good. Good. I'll leave you with this. And does it feel a bit better in there, eh? Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye. Bye. So we're going to Jean in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello. Hi.
Hi. You know, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. And I just wanted to give you an update that, you know, I had told you that I had tried to avoid going to chemo, but I looked at what fear I was avoiding, and that was the fear. That was it. That I was avoiding that and chasing around trying to do all things. So I did start, but I have a great doctor, and whatever I asked for, he has been very accommodating. We took drugs off the table. I mean, it's surprising how empowering you can be in those circumstances if you just ask. And I noticed, like, I mean, it hasn't been particularly easy, but I noticed, like, when I'm at ease with the process and when I'm not. And just how sweet the staff are. You know, like, I've been noticing things differently as far as, like, going through this.
So you're saying that this disease has brought you some awareness and a sense of being supported, and you are more capable in the circumstances. You're interacting differently and all that, right?
I'm interacting differently. I notice when I'm not at ease with it. I notice when I'm starting to be frightened, to like when the fear comes up again. Like, and it's all over the place as far as what the fear is. You know, fear what it's going to do to my body long term. Fear of this.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
But I really notice, and I try to, and I've been bringing myself back at ease with the process, and to see, try to like see the goodness or the, because I chose it, you know, I just decided to face this dragon and to stop running away. So the good news is that one round, and it was almost completely gone.
There you go. Wow. That's beautiful. I mean, you're basically talking about something that you needed to learn, and you've changed so much. I can feel this sweetness about you right now. And so you don't really need the cancer anymore. You don't need the cancer now. You learned it, and if there's anything else to learn, just ask yourself to be really open-minded, and you don't have to have this difficult pressure. But if you want more of that, it'll definitely be there for you. But it looks like, right?
Well, since I did choose to do this, like what I want now is for this to continue to be at ease with the process. I mean, it's not an easy thing, but to be at ease in my head, you know, with it, and my heart with it, and that to have it quickly and completely resolved.
Good. Okay. So that's, your words and God ears, right? Okay. We'll ask for that. Ask this. And you just, you're very open, receptive. That's good. There's a nurse there, or a female you're dealing with, right? Is that true?
Several.
There's one nurse that you have a relationship, a past relationship with, like she was your mother. And
wow.
Yeah, and there's this bond there. So we might want to say that you may release, or you know, anything that is going on between two of you, like it's like you're meeting again, or get that support. You're receiving that very well, but it doesn't have to be with any further complications or medical complications. Just that you're just really just being in touch with this person, if needed in some way.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Wonderful. That. Thanks for that update. That's wonderful. I wish you continued success. Yes. Okay. Wonderful. This is, I think, Antonia. Hello, Antonia.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how is the pain? Is it gone now? Are you still dealing with this?
I still have the pain, comes and goes, but I can't believe how well I'm doing with this. Mm-hmm. I had it for, it's 2 weeks already, mm-hmm. and the first 9 days, I didn't even know what it was, but it was getting uncomfortable, and I had blisters, and it was growing and get bigger and bigger, so I just went to have an opinion, and sure enough, it was shingles.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm doing very, very well. I'm using a lot of the essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the call, all that meditation was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just imagined the sparkles of the light all over, healing my stomach, healing my ribs,
mm-hmm.
my back.
Mm.
And when you intensify the power of the light, it's like my body went into the center of the sun and sat in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I am there.
Did you know, did that in that moment, was there still pain there?
It comes and goes, but no, it feels kind of itchy right now.
Ah, okay. Well, then it's healing, right? So you're in the healing state.
It's healing. It's healing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over with. Okay.
I love that analogy of the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the trees, when they don't have leaves and they look kind of sad and kind of different, and nobody look at them. Mm. I think our bodies, when they're sick, they look like that.
Yeah. It's
and
right.
Then when we're healthy is like in the summer and the spring when they're full of leaves and everybody wants to sit underneath and love those trees.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
I know, we're just going through the seasons, but many people like the fall and the winter and the sparseness of things. And if you can look at old people when they get very weathered and all this, there's a beauty in that as well. So it is really about saying yes to life and embracing all the seasons, and there's strength in that. And when we say yes, there's a strength. You can be old and look a little weathered, and at the same time you can be very strong, right? So tell me, what else? Just sharing, or is there something else, Antonia?
No, actually, I'm doing really good.
Oh, good.
I mean, other than this, but it's on its way out.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that. Good. So we're going to be talking to Laura. Hi, Laura. This is in California. 117.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hi.
You know, something interesting happened on the call. I, like about halfway through, my heart feels like it's kind of fluttering.
Mm-hmm.
And I take deep breaths, but then it kind of comes back a little bit like irregular and fast heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. It just started when we were on the call after the meditation.
Yeah, the light is very strong. And so we're just going to ask for you to touch your heart for a moment and just know that there's no fear. There's no fear, and it's allowing you to calibrate with that. You can feel it going a little deeper now. Is it changing?
Yeah, it feels like it's flowing.
Yeah, it's flowing, yeah. It's quite rocky, actually. It's going to continue to allow that to really open and enter. Yeah. So, that tells me a little bit about you, that this happened, is that you probably have a tendency to kind of resist things in life a little bit. Is that true?
Maybe sometimes. I think probably when I was younger, maybe more. I think now I'm getting better at being more in the flow, but there might still be some resistance.
Yeah, it's very deep, so it's a deeper pattern. So right now, this present moment, asking this for you to be healed and clear, you don't have to resist, to say yes to life, yes to all the things and gifts that life will bring you, yes to health. And so that you don't even have to micromanage the things that are going to come along. Yeah. So what is anything else you would like to be assisted with?
I feel like my nervous system in general is just a little bit
shaky.
Yeah. It just feels a little bit off.
Okay.
Because I wake up in the morning and I just feel like a deep fatigue. You know, I'm tired, but then at some point in the evening, I'll be stimulated and really awake.
Okay, let's ask your hormones and your nervous system to calibrate. And I'm assuming you're eating well and properly so that you get everything you need. So make sure you get your vitamin B's also. And continue to assist the both nervous systems to calibrate and your hormones. It's starting to feel stronger, like stronger around the arms, and can you feel the difference a little bit?
Yeah, I feel a little tingling in my fingers.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing. Okay. And we have, I'm going to go a little faster to get a few more people in here. And this is in California, the last number 778.
Hi, Radhima.
Hello.
Mihar.
Oh, you have a different number. Okay.
I had to get my internet was not working.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to say that, you know, my dizziness, for my prayer, I have to touch the ground when I pray, you know. And yesterday when I did that, it was like so dizzy. I had to literally like, but I'm feeling beautiful. I'm feeling like I'm in a beautiful world of angels, you know.
Yeah. Well, the light has been, I've been sending it for a while.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Feeling that.
Maybe it was, you know, and I've never slept so long in my life like I slept today. So,
oh, you stole my sleep.
It must be a Radhima's light. So thank you for that.
So, in general, is your nervous system pretty okay now? Like, do you still have some problems that bother you?
Yeah, it was just dizziness. Like when I want to do something, it stops me. So I accept that maybe I'm not supposed to do that. So I doubt myself. That's my problem. I doubt whether instead of staying accepting it wholly, I doubt myself. So I don't know if that is right.
You doubt, you don't know what to do. Is that what I mean?
Yes.
What do you mean? Yes. Okay, so basically really just touch your heart for a moment. Again, this knowing, I always say everybody knows when a picture hangs crooked, right? You always can see. We have an inborn detector for truth. It can never be covered up. It's always here, always. So if you really ask, is this something I should do or not, and you will actually always know. You always know. If you think very and think a lot, what should I do? Yes or no? Yes or no? Da, 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 da. You can't know, right? So just be still for a moment and just stare maybe at the ground or at this, just something and just kind of wait and just wait until it becomes clear to you. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So
you're
much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye, Mihar. I'm having, where is this? Last number is 007. James Bond.
Hello, Raj.
Yes, it's you. Hello. Okay.
This is Luann.
Yes, Luann. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm
this
good.
This is a
thank
beautiful
you.
Call. Mm. It's just touching on so many things for me. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I've been experiencing symptoms, I think, from liver challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't know if you could look at that for
what
me.
Is your, what are your symptoms?
Well, I seem to be sensitive to gluten, and it's my body's just, I feel, telling me to stay away from certain foods. And I've been doing pretty well with that. I've been doing a green cleanse recently, and even this morning, I don't know if it's seasonal allergies coming up, but I get like a rash above my eyes.
Your digestive system, there's an energy, like a coating in it. It's like something that doesn't digest properly. It's like a, it looks like gray, thin coating. Energetically, I'm not talking physically. So we're just going to ask this to be cleared. Touch your belly for a moment.
Okay.
Asking this to be cleared and improving everybody's digestive system. And assisting your immune system. And liver. Your liver is kind of wandering off a little bit intellectually. It's just going off to the right side. Okay, so you just ask the liver to come back and just be part of the business, part of the factory in the body. I think everything worked together. So there's some part of you that is distracted somewhere. So good. We're just going to ask this to be all working together, to be coherent, to be not fragmented. And you know, always there's a oneness in the light, remembering the oneness that you are. There you go. Good. Does this feel different anyway for you?
Yeah, just I don't know if the word that's coming to me is present.
Yeah, you're very present in here, right?
Yeah.
It'll help your it'll help your liver to work better and your digestive system. That energy is kind of breaking up. It's not all gone, but it's starting to break up. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what's interesting is the thing I requested of you with food addictions. It actually, it's like when I sent the email, it was like, it feels like it was cleared. So anyway, that was, I wanted to share that. That was great.
I did. A few people told me that, yeah, that they sent it. Because that's what happened. I worked for several days already. When you write it in that moment, it gets cleared. Yeah. So
yeah, perfect.
It's, yeah, just be open. Thank you. Okay. Good. So we're going to talk to Kyle or 033. Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Cindy, hi there.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoyed the meditation. I could really feel the light.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted a little support with is just sometime right around adolescence, I went through a trauma and kind of cut off my creative energies. I quit doing art and everything, and it's 30 years later, and I'm trying to do art again, and I wondered if I could get a little support in connecting back to that and finding my voice.
Okay.
And expression.
There you go. Good. So there's some clearing of the trauma around you, and now there needs to be some kind of focusing in the third eye. It's just focusing back into that which to see, to see that which is true for you. Mm-hmm. And it's art, you said painting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm a painter too, so I just shared some of that.
Oh, thank you.
Good. If I can paint, you can paint. There you go. Easy. Thanks, Cindy. Okay. I'm going to take one more caller, and that's in Las Vegas. Amy, hello, 014. Hello? Hello? No. Okay, we'll go to Atlanta, and it's Virginia, I think. Hi, Virginia.
Hello, Ragnar.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. Appreciate it. Well, I wanted to ask help, if you may, for my daughter. She's still living with us. She's 27, and she's been trying to follow her heart and, you know, be an actress. And nothing at all has been happening. And she's terribly sad, depressed, and it affects me. I get physically sick, high blood pressure, all that stuff.
So she's 27. So she's 27. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that would be a package for her. So, but what I'm going to work with you is that you're so affected by your daughter's life.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're not your daughter, right? So let's for a moment again accept life. We talked about earlier that things are just the way they are. You know, when you have your dishes dirty in the kitchen, if you don't accept that they're dirty, they'll never get clean. You know, so we need to accept first, my God, these dishes are dirty. Good. Okay. Totally accepting it. Full power, not pretending, oh, no, there's only one cup dirty. No, they're dirty. That gives you the power to do something. Then you can walk over, put them in the dishwasher or wash them. You see, very important. You must accept the status quo. You have to be present with what is. So right now in this moment, everybody accept what is happening in your life. You're being present with it. And that gives you so much power. So your daughter is not successful as an actress. Good. Totally.
It's not just that. No job, no love, no money. She's been robbed twice recently. I mean, it's just nothing for years. No release, nothing. And I feel like I'm just terrible mom that I gave birth to this child. She's beautiful, educated, and nothing. It's like blocked. And
that you've taken the blame.
Just cry.
I know. But yes,
terrible.
I understand. It's very hard for a mother. It's very hard. We don't have the children that we want often. Some many have, but many don't. It doesn't say too much about you. This is a cause and effect linear thinking. For a moment, just know that what she does is to bring you a lot of healing as well, because you're feeling things, right? I know you can't hear me that deeply today. That's okay. So right now, in this present moment, I'll just help you with you. I know it's okay. It's okay. We'll help you with this to alleviate the grief and the sadness, and the self.
I can't even breathe. I can't. I'm breathing. My breath is like at the top, but I don't even go deep to my lungs. Like I'm gasping for air. It's been for the past few weeks, especially after she just decided she just needs to cut all and don't do any of that. You know, her dream, let it go. And it's just everything else. It's just
Yeah, you never know what's the true thing or not the true thing. You know, I had to let go of painting. I mean, what is it, 1995? And I thought I'll never paint again. I'm so sad. I didn't paint for 10, 15 years because I had no time. And then it came back better than ever. So,
yes, beautiful.
So you have to know that sometimes things we have to let go because they're going through a transformation. Let your daughter, you know, do what she needs to do. And you need to separate it a little bit and just love her anyway. Just remember, your job is to love what is. Don't meddle with things. Love what is. Your power is in loving, opening your heart, but not in a way where you're trying to control her. So we're going to have to separate the two of you a little bit, and trusting that your daughter is blessed in her life, that she receives. That she receives the dharma she's supposed to live, and that you. Okay, there's so much stuff around you here. Okay. asking for integration. Is the breathing getting a little bit better? Good. All these thoughts that you have, all these thoughts, these thoughts that this means this and this means that, we'll have to let that go too, okay? Just be a little bit more innocent. Go back to innocent nature. Your soul must be innocent to be in the light. Okay? You must be innocent. You must be in a place of mystery, acceptance, knowing that all things are good the way they are. You just don't see it correctly. Okay? There you go. There you go. That's it. That's better now. Can you feel that? I'm sensing suddenly some integration in your heart.
It's hard because at the moment I'm just overwhelmed with my, you know, choking from tears.
Yeah, it's okay. Go a little bit deeper. The tears will go away when you stop judging the situation. Do you hear me, Virginia?
Yes, yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about fixing your daughter or the situation. There's always going to be another problem. This world is not the way we want it to be. It is not perfect, and it will never be. It's very important to understand this. We're all born into a lot of suffering. This is of the reality of a human incarnation. Do you hear me, Virginia?
Yes, but a little light would be wonderful.
A little bit light. Then you have to. Okay, what we're going to do is, I'm going to, we're already at the end of the call. I'm going to now continue to transmit more light and just keep receiving it. And by receiving it, put your attention more on the sacredness and on the light than on the thoughts of failure. Can you do that?
Yes.
You're going to receive. When you keep receiving and you're going to hold on to the light like for dear life, like you're drowning. Okay.
I am.
Okay. Okay, good. I'll watch you. Okay. Okay, so I am sorry I can't take everybody callers. So everybody who I haven't talked to today, I want you to raise your hand next week. And everybody I talked to today already, please do not raise your hand so I can talk to everybody else next week, okay? So everybody I talked to today, please keep your hand down next week so we can get through all the callers. And right now, I'm just going to continue. Just make yourself receptive if you want to lie or sit. Allow the light to be received. Know that you are the light, and by receiving it, you are remembering, and it's going to flow everybody and engage your chi, your prana in the body, in the surface bodies, causing changes inside of yourself in places you know and in places you don't know. It does a lot of things you cannot track. So I'll be quiet for a moment. Asking again to quadruple this light, this primordial light. And intensify further. Asking that everybody here has a very, very clear experience of this today. All the problems that are here in front of me that you have submitted are being touched and cleared. asking again now to make the light 100 times stronger, receiving it in the way that you need, guided by your higher self, which is the higher self. The light and the higher self are not separate. The higher self is within the light. Wonderful. I ask that this light be with you until we meet again next week. And take it easy if you've been very deep right now. So just very slowly in the next 15 minutes, you know, allow yourself to go about your business. And if you feel like maybe not engaging in too many big crowds right away, because you might be very vulnerable or open because you're so much movement shifting is, we're just asking your aura to adjust to that size, to that expansion that is most comfortable for you right now in this present moment, remaining completely grounded, connected to the earth. And I'm wishing you a wonderful weekend and a tremendous amount of transformation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you soon. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.